אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם הקדמה.
We are reading in the book Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Article Loleta Samech, Item 28. You can ask questions on Kav.TV. Questions related to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Again, Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item Loleta Samech, Item 28.
So we want to see how each and every sefira from among the 22 sefirot, being 9 in Bina and 9 in Zeranpin and 4 in Malchut, all in all 22 letters, how are they telling us about the qualities of the sefirot through their depiction called letters, through their signs? So a sign is each and every sefira. So what's the difference between, say, a sefira of Gimel, yeah? What is the letter Gimel? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, yeah? So what is the letter Gimel? And in the tens, what is Gimel?
Lamed.
Lamed, yeah? 30. So what's the difference between Gimel and Lamed? Yeah? All kind of meaning, we want to start being impressed and feel from the sefirot as if we are within them. That should be our inclination, because all in all, it speaks of the of our inner chords, inner strings. It is the qualities of the creator entering the desire to receive, and the desire to receive start being impressed, start tuning itself in accordance with the wind coming to it, just like David's violin. A harp, and then accordingly we want to violin, and then accordingly we want to feel it, the lights that come and shake in the vessels. What does it mean, shake in the vessels? What's going on here? So we need to attempt and receiving the letters as an invitation for mutual understanding with the Creator. Let's try.
The letter Samech, item 28. The letter Samech entered.
No, 28.
28. The letter Samech entered. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me there is smicha, support for the fallen. As it is written, the Lord supports all who fall. He told her, because of that, you are needed in your place. Do not move away from it. For if you move from your place, the word somech, supporting, what shall become of those fallen, since they rely on you? She promptly departed from him. Explanation. The letter Samech is Tiferet de Zeranpin, Bina de Guf. This is so because the names Kachab that turned into Chasadim in Zeranpin have changed into Chagat. Also, Bina divided into two Bchinot, Gar and Zat. The Gar in her became upper Abave Ima, clothing from Chazeh de Zeranpin and above, and are still regarded as Rosh of Arichanpin, even though they stand at his guf, as they are light of Chasadim, as it is written, for he desires mercy. And since they do not receive light of Chochmah, even while they are in Rosh Arichanpin, the exit from the Rosh does not diminish them at all, and they are still regarded as Rosh Arichanpin. They are called Samech because those Gar de Bina were established as Abba Ve'ima, and six Sfirot Chabad Chagat spread in them through the Chazeh.
שהן מהתקללות הזון בבינה, ואינן עצם הבינה, הנה נחלקו מהבינה, ונעשו לפרצוף יסוד.
But that the bina, which are from the התקללות, the integration of zon in bina, and are not the actual bina, were divided from bina, and became parצוף yeshut, which clothed from the four spherot tanhi de abba ve'ima, from chazeh de abba ve'ima and below. They need illumination of chokhmah to give to zon. And since they departed the rosh of arichanpin into being a guf, and are devoid of chokhmah, they were blemished due to their exit and became vak, lacking a rosh. They are called blocked mem, mem stuma, since they take up only four sfirot tanhi de abba ve'ima, which address there. Also, the division of bina into samech and blocked mem, mem stuma, was done in bina de arichanpin, who went outside the Rosh of Arichanpin and expanded in his Hagat through the bottom third of Tiferet in him. And they impart all the Mochin to Zon. However, not all times are the same, since when the lower ones improve their actions and raise Man to Zon, and the Zon to Abba Ve'ima, Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut became one Partzuf and rise to Arichanpin. They impart complete Mochin in illumination of Chokhmah from Arichanpin to Zeranpin and from Zeranpin to the Nukva, which are 100 blessings, since the Samech, 60 in Gematria, which is Apa Abba Ve'ima, became one with the blocked Mem, 40 in Gematria, which are Yesut, and together they add up to the number 100. Indeed, when the lower ones corrupt their works once more, the Mochin depart from the Zon and return to being Vak and a point. Abba Ve'ima and Yesut divide from one another. Upper Abba Ve'ima becomes Samech again. The six Sfirot, Chabad Chagat, each of which consists of 10. And Yesut become a blocked Mem once more, Tanhi de Abba Ve'ima. And when Zon Arin Katnut of Vak and Nekuda, Vak and a point, there is fear from the gripping of the Klipot, at which time they would fall from Atzilut to the separated Bia. This is why Upper Abba Ve'ima give them of their Samech, where although these lights are only light of Chasadim, they are still considered pure air and Rosh, hence the Klipa, the shell, has no gripping on Zon, during the Katnut as well, since those lights of Samech protect them. For this reason, these lights are called Samech, since they support the Zon from falling from Atzilut while they are in Katnut, in Vak, without a Rosh. It was said that the letter Samech said before him, "For in me there is smicha, support for the fallen. As it is written, the Lord supports all who fall." This was because she thought herself better qualified than all the letters preceding her, because the lights of Samech can shine for the Zon, even during the Katnut, their smallness, since they are only light of Chasadim, and there is no gripping of anything to the Klipot, to the shells, in these lights of Chasadim, these lights of mercy, since the external ones escape the lights of Gar Debina. For this reason, she considered her quality better suited to create the world in her, since she could protect the people of the world even while their actions were corrupted, and then there would be no gripping to the Klipot as well. The Creator told her, "Because of that, you are needed in your place. Do not move away from it." In other words, since your place is to support the fallen, to protect them during the corruption of the people in the world, you must be only in this place and not move from it. If the world were to be created with you, and your quality were to always have satisfying domination, those fallen ones, Zon, would remain forever in Katnut, in smallness, and the lower ones would not awaken to raise Man. And all the great Mochin that should yield the end of correction would not appear. Thus, you must awaken only in your place, the place of correction, while the lower ones are not worthy. But when they merit, they will be able to draw the great Mochin from the entire level, 100 blessings. And the Creator told her, "For if you move out of your place in the word somech, supporting, what shall become of those fallen? They would always remain fallen, forever needing your support. And since they are supported only by you, and the Zon have no wholeness to stand on their own, you are unfit for the creation of the world with your quality."
Nice. Samach, such a beautiful letter. A quality that saves, raises men from the klipot, give him support, confidence, home. Samach is round like a womb, everything. However, cannot develop it. It is only in order for him to come out of the klipot, receive the quality of the samach, then he'll be able to be outside of the klipa. However, in order to develop, he needs to go back and start taking as much as he can out of the klipot and correct them. And by doing so, he grows. And here, it's already an opposite samach. It became a disturbing object because she might stop him. It's like what we call a Polish mom. She hugged the child with love till she strangled him. Yeah, she doesn't let him grow up. She just wants him near her all the time. What are you laughing about? Look at yourself. And then that's the problem with the samach. And from that we learn that there always have to be opposing forces that work in mutuality towards the goal in the middle line. Because without the samach, it is impossible, as she surrounds and provides a safe haven, as she guards, a person enters that quality, he's getting rid of the shell, of the klipa, and that's it. He came to a state that he's disconnected. And then what? From that disconnected state, he has nothing. Nothing. He is incapable of doing anything. Now he needs to enter once more, descent into the klipa. He's already in the samach. However, in addition to samach, one needs to acquire the mem. Yes? And begin to develop himself further. Hence, the world cannot be created by samach, meaning no quality eventually called a letter cannot be in under the control, under its own control, in order to bring the world to the desirable change. No qualities corresponding each thing, there is an opposite, a corresponding thing. And it is done intentionally for the development, because I'm the desire to receive, with the intention to receive. So this intention need to become neutral, and then need to be in order to bestow. Then once I'm in order to bestow, in accordance with increasing the intention, I need to start using the desire. And for it to be entirely attached to the intention to bestow. So I'm using the desire in a negative fashion in order to receive, and then using the same desire in order to bestow in a positive manner. So there has to be an opposing forces here that working upon me, or that I'm acquiring them and operating by myself in these forces. And they're always one against the other. And by those two forces, I make it to the middle line. So what's the problem? So two forces, let's take the combination of the letters, yes? Let's say, not one letter, not one quality. Rather, we'll take a quality and correspondingly another quality and by the two. So is there such thing? Also, there isn't. Well, we'll see. Yes.
Joseph from Jerusalem Group is asking, what is this discussion between the letters of the work, the letters of the Creator and the work?
We, with respect to Keter, with respect to the goal, with respect to the white light, we want to scrutinize the quality of each and every force that operates in the system, the entire system the Creator has created. So that image is the relationship between the force of bestowal and the force of reception. Existence from existence and existence from absence, two forces. Between them there is a relationship. So by what means can we bring this existence from absence to be like existence from existence? How can we bring a desire to receive to resemble the desire to bestow? It cannot be a desire to bestow. It can resemble it in its action. So this action is called to receive in order to bestow. How can we bring him to that? So first of all, it needs to feel the giver, to receive from him. Well, now he doesn't care. He just wants to receive because he thinks of fulfillment, because it's receiving in order to receive. Receiving in order to bestow, he must feel to whom is he bestowing, and in accordance with what would the bestower want, accordingly use his desire. So his desire becomes the mean. So here there has to be forces, qualities of the that the desire to receive acquire, which aren't his. He need to be familiar with to whom he bestowing, what he bestows, and for what sake. Meaning, he has to disconnect entirely from his internality and feel an alien internality, a foreign internality. So what quality does he need for that? What powers, what changes it needs? So it is all before him as a problem, as a process he needs to undergo, and the goal he needs to attain. And this is where he's at currently. Hence, as a matter of fact, it is Malchut asking Keter, would I be able, say, by the letter Samach, to make it, to identify with you? And Keter replies to Malchut, no. Part of the path, most certainly, you can go through it, towards me, come towards me. However, a small portion, the portion whereby Malchut disconnects from itself and become detached from itself. The Creator supports all his need, all those need his support. Meaning, it's already received support. Meaning, Malchut no longer depends on the desires by which, from which she began her path. She's already suspended in the air. Well, and next, the correction hasn't evolved. Rather, on the contrary, if she needs to continue, she needs to begin to receive in order to bestow. And Samach does not want to receive. She is a mercy chassadim. Well, delighted in mercy wants nothing. I have no shirt, and I don't need my shirt. I don't need anything. And then, what are we to do? We need to cancel Samach. to the extent that this detaining force now become a disturbance, and there has to be a developing force, and that developing force need to open the shafts of the doors and allow it to come out and develop the axis. And hence there are two opposing forces here that are in pressure, hence these labor pains, the pain of development, and accordingly the second force is developing, which cancel the Samach, and they begin to receive, one begins to receive an addition in the desire to receive, which was in the klipa, in the shell. However, now one begin to turn it into in order to bestow. Meaning, there's never such thing as the total good. This is what what is being searched for with all these letters. What letter can help me in every state? Well, in all letters, in any state, only the letter bet can help you, which is bracha, blessing, that is dependent totally on from above, on assistance from above. And how to do that? This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, the light that reforms. Because all the other qualities, by the bracha, by the blessing, in the right manner, it is revealed in man, and then one advances. Yes. It's these articles, you read them over and over the years, more and more and more over the years, and you see that specifically that introduction to the Book of Zohar, it's full of emotions.
The letter Nun, item 29. The letter Nun entered. She said to him, O Lord of the world, is it good for you to create the world with me? For in me it is written, Nora Tehilot, awesome in praises. Also it is written in the praise of the righteous, Na'va Tehila, praise is becoming. He told her, Nun, return to your place and rely on the Samech. For because of you she returned to her place. The Nun is written in the word Nefila, falling. And the Samech, which is the meaning of the Lord supports all who fall, returned to her place for them to support them. She promptly returned to her place and departed him. Commentary. Once the Nun saw the Samech being turned down, for she is used only in katnut, only for support, the Nun thought that she would certainly be fit for the creation of the world, since she had all the merit of the Samech, and she also served in Mochin de Gadlut. For this reason, she did not have that deficiency for which the Samech was rejected. The letter Nun said, For in me is it written, Nora Tehilot, awesome in praises. This is so because Gvura de Zeranpin is called Nun, since she was entirely mitigated in Bina's Midat HaRachamim, the quality of mercy, which is called Nun, 50 in Gematria, gates of Bina, 50 gates of Bina. As a result of this Gvura, Zeranpin is called awesome in praises, Nora Tehilot, since Apa Ima is called praise. And because his Gvura extends from Bina, he is called Nora Tehilot, awesome in praises. And this Nun de Zeranpin is operating in Yesod de Gadlut de Zeranpin during the Zivug with his Nukva, at which time, because of him, the Nukva is called praise as well, like Apa Ima. Thus, Zeranpin holds both the upper praise as well as the lower praise. The letter Nun entered and said before him, For in me is it written, Norat Tehilot, awesome in praises. By being Gvura and left line in Zeranpin, I draw Chasadim that come out of the letter Samech, who is the upper praise. Thus, Zeranpin is called Nora Tehilot, because of me, and hence I have all the merits of the Samech, since the Chasadim that are drawn by her are Gar, and completely remove the outer ones from any grip, as all as the merit of the Samech,
Also, there is a merit and praise of the righteous in me as well, as it is written, Tehilat of Tzadikim, praise is becoming, for I am operating in Yesod de Gadlut de Zeranpin too. It was said above that because she was the letter Nun, and the letter Yud of the name came and rode over the Nun, uniting with her and becoming the Tzadi. This Nun is regarded as the praise of the righteous. Where even during the Gadlut, when Zon rises to Abba Ve'ima, this Nun operates in Yesod de Zeranpin, Ach Be'ach, back to back. However, she extends pure Avir, pure air, from Upper Abba Ve'ima, which is Samech, and then the Nun is called Praise of Righteous, since the Yud, who is the righteous, the foundation, Yesod, of the world, rides atop her. And then she is called Praise is Becoming, since she extends Mochin of Gadlut to Malchut. It follows that all the beauty of Malchut is received from the Nun in Yesod de Zeranpin. This is why the Nun argued that the world should be created in her, since by her illumination the Mochin de Gadlut were added to, giving sustenance and persistence to Zon of their own, and not only support like the Samech. The Creator told her, Nun, return to your place, for because of you the Samech returned to her place. It's not as you think, that your quality is the complete correction, in which there is no longer gripping for the klipot. Rather, your quality too needs support from the Samech, since you are still achor be'achor, you are still back to back, and the lights of the Samech are revealed outwardly to keep you from the outer ones. It follows that it is for you too that the letter Samech returns to her place, to support you. This is still not the complete correction. Hence, we will not create the world with you.
As if very not clear, because of such a beautiful letter, so good. Nun, 50 gates of Bina, complete correction, disconnection, exit from Egypt, and reception of the Torah. All kind of things depends on the letter Nun. It's already the Sod of Katnut, meaning till the end of correction. This is the foundation of our advancement. All the Zivugim need to be in Yesod. Called faith above reason. So everything in the way of from below upwards. Well, there's no flaw, seemingly, in the letter Nun. The claim to reach the end of correction by this quality is totally just. All right. Beside the fact that she is powerless. If it wasn't for the letter Samach, that the letter Nun has to rely itself on the Katnut, so if it wasn't due to the letter Samach, Nun couldn't have operated. Hence, only in this quality, it is impossible to be in the corrections if only with that letter, meaning within an each and every action of correction, there has to be Samach that arranges this support for Chasadim, and then the letter Nun, the quality of Nun, can operate in the Yesod and support itself above the Malchut. And in short, all in all, we need all the letters, meaning only this quality is incapable of bringing the world to the desirable correction. However, as a matter of fact, it's really everything is in her, other than the fact that by herself she has no power. So if you are descending from Tiferet to Yesod, you're already in a danger. You're already working with the Malchut. From below upwards, and you need to hold yourself not to fall the other way around, from above down. Who would hold you? There has to be someone from above that grab you by the rope and doesn't let you fall. Doesn't let you fall. You understand? Good. As if you're being dropped into a hole with snakes, you dropped by the rope, but you're held just slightly above them. So, correct, you are close to Malchut, and you can raise the fears and anxieties and all those things for Malchut above and sanctify them, etc. But you're totally hanged by the rope, dependent upon the rope, the Elyon. And this is the Samach that holds you up.
So why is not Nun and Samech in this combination?
We're not talking about any combination. Well, no letter is complete. If you start with combinations, that's totally different. For the time being, we are looking for a quality, rudimental quality that can provide an answer to all the sefirot, which shine, and by which illumination we can, upon which is, quality we can depend ourselves and say, well, my correction is guaranteed. From Tiferet de Bina downwards to Malchut, there is no complete quality for the correction of the Malchut. Well, therefore, why specifically Bet is in the line of letters? Yes, that's the question. Because there has to be quality above all the letters or something like that. Well, let's see. It's a letter of blessing. Okay. Next.
Where should I look for these qualities in the letters? Now that we're reading, so I'm listening to it in my ears, connected to my mind.
In your spiritual psychology. Spiritual, meaning your connection with the light, with the Creator. Yours, meaning whom are you identifying with? I have an egoist desire, and I have a spark, and I want to identify myself with the spark, and I want to ascend above my desire and reach a state whereby I'm cleaving onto the Creator, to the quality of love and bestowal. So it's entirely love. So by what quality can I do that? You're searching. By what forces? That's it. The light that reforms comes. What quality does it needs to give me so that I'll be able to cope with my desire to receive? Sometimes the desire to receive is that way or that way, or maybe I need different qualities that will operate on it. How do I get every time a different desire to receive? Oh, it's the light shines upon me differently. Hence, it evokes in me a different desire to receive. Hence, later on, I need a different light called letters to operate in accordance with the desire to receive it shown to start with, and then the desire to receive with that light will enter one pattern, one mold. All right. Not so much. I see by your ear, eyes, but it's better. No, no, you better not.
Still, I'm trying, and each time I fall into the same point that in this scrutiny I'm using my intellect. that everything is as if is grasped by the intellect and ends in the intellect.
Well, it's not that bad. The intellect is also something rather what you want. There's no feel. However, you regret that you want to enter, that you're not in an inner scrutiny.
Each time I grasp that the intellect is the one doing the scrutiny, and I don't feel anything in the end. Even when I feel even though I think I feel something, it's because that the intellect made some kind of association which makes me feel this way.
Are you suffering from that?
It depends when. Sometimes, yes.
Would you go to a doctor?
I come here every morning.
Well, then demand some treatment. That's it. There's no... There are those who want to calm themselves, and that's it. There are those who are happy that they have an opportunity to turn to the doctor. The doctor isn't a sucker. He only takes in those who are really in need. So if you're really in need, knock on his door and he'll take you in. Yes.
What can cause the heart to be concerned to receive the letter reforms?
Again?
What can cause the heart to be concerned to receive the light that reforms?
The light that reforms? Really? You're asking, how can the heart feel? Being more sensitive. The light that reforms. How elsewhere? There's nothing that works on the heart towards the correction if it's not other than the light. The heart is a desire. So the desire is influenced only by the light. Even our beastie desires that I want to sleep, get up, it's all the lights shaking the vessels. We are in the sea of light, and it constantly is if the light is considered to be at total rest. Why? Because everything is aimed at correction and there are no changes in that. And everything heads towards its order, hence it is called total rest. Because it is all towards, in the good direction, to bestow the maximum good in each and every moment. Hence it is called total rest. However, actions, they are endless actions, and then it's constantly arranges. So for it is called rest. Why? If you love. Every time you have an opportunity to bestow something for you, it's pleasure and bestow and delight and rest that you are capable of doing it. And the Creator is capable of doing it at every given moment. So it is considered that he's at rest. So everything is done by the light. This light which shakes in you, as constantly at each moment wants to receive from you a response. For you to start responding to it, and in accordance you'll be in partnership. For you, just as the Tash had me from behind and before, yeah, the horse and the rider. So accordingly, you need to attempt. However, on your part, it only needs to be as a lack to resemble, a lack to cleave, a lack to participate. And he, once more, seemingly according to that desire, operates in you. I'm the first and I'm the last. He awakened desire in you, seeing the response, and continuing, seeing the response, continuing accordingly. What depends upon you? Where, with the environment, you're having the opportunity to be more sensitive to what you're going through, to what is happening with you. Right, let's continue.
Article, the letters Mem Lamed, item 30.
The letter Mem Lamed, the two letters.
The letter Mem entered. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me you are called Melech, King. He told her, Indeed, this is so. Yet I will not create the world with you because the world needs a king. Return to your place, you, the Lamed, and the Chaf, for it is unbecoming of the world to be without a king. Commentary. Mem is Chesed de Zeranpin, who receives from his corresponding Bchina, Chesed of Bina, as it is written, the Lord will command his grace in the daytime, which is a day that goes with all the days. And during the obtainment of Mochin for Zeranpin, his Chagat became Chabad, Chesed de Zeranpin rises and becomes Chochmah. Then the light of the face of the living king was revealed from Zeranpin. This was the argument of the Mem for creating the world with her. For in me you are called Melech, king. When the light of the king's face appears in the world, there will certainly not be a gripping for the outer ones any longer, and the end of correction will be guaranteed in the world. However, I will not create the world with you, because the world needs a king. In other words, it is impossible to reveal this light in the world, because the world needs this great light to clothe only in the three letters Mem, Lamed, Chaf, Melech. And it was said, Return to your place, you, the Lamed, and the Chaf, for it is unbecoming of the world to be without a king. In other words, return and bond with the letters Lamed and Chaf, and then it will be possible for this great light to be revealed in the world, for it is unbecoming of the world to stand without a king, that is, the world cannot persist and exist without clothing in the order of the three letters Mem, Lamed, Chaf, Melech. Explanation. The Mem of Melech, the Mem of King, is the great Chesed. As it is written, the Lord will command His grace in the daytime. The day that goes with all the days, a wide open Mem. The Lamed of Melech is a tower that flies in the air, meaning Bina that becomes Chochmah in Rosh Arichanpin, expanding to Ziranpin. The Chaf of Melech is the Malchut, Nukva de Zeranpin, since there is no Melech without Malchut, which also means kingship. Moreover, all the Gadlut of those high Mochin are revealed only through the Malchut and by her permission, and at that time the Malchut is regarded as illuminating for Zeranpin in three places. 1. She has become his throne, as in the king sitting on a high and towering throne, since this quality is, as it is written, he made darkness his hiding place, and the word kise, which is throne, comes from kisui, covering, and concealment. This is why she is called a bent chaf. 2. She became his clothing. This is so because these great Mochin appear only on Israel. Hence, the Malchut becomes a clothing of darkness. At the time when his kingship is revealed, he takes off the clothing of darkness and casts it as the idol-worshipping nations, and the light of his face spreads and appears over Israel. They said about that time, the Creator is destined to make a dance for the righteous, and each one will point with his finger and say, This is our God. This taking off of the clothing of darkness is the long and stretched out chaf. 3. Malchut becomes a crown over his head, as it is written, Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and gaze on King Solomon, with the crown with which his mother has crowned him on the day of his wedding. on the day of his gladness of heart. This is the meaning of the Chaf being Keter.
Even though it is Melech, a king, it cannot do whatever it feels like, because Malchut, it is the control within restrictions. In Ima and in Abba, it is impossible for the letter Mem that it would as if accumulate within it the desire to receive, the control of the desire to receive, that cannot be because she lacks Samech. Well, the support of the surroundings, I don't know how to express it in emotions, syllable. Have you finished with the entire letter? Lamed 2? All right, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Read again. Maybe we'll find some words, letters.
The letters Mem Lamed. The letter Mem entered. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me you are called Melech, King. He told her, Indeed, this is so. Yet I will not create the world with you, because the world needs a king. Return to your place, you, the Lamed, and the Chaf, for it is unbecoming of the world to be without a king.
That is unclear, right? This quality say that if she would clothe over the upper light and influence the Malchut, the world will take upon the same pattern, the same form as Keter. Yes? What does it mean, a letter? The upper light that cannot bestow upon Malchut directly, it needs to give her some quality. In the light, there is no quality. It is abstract. It's a simple upper light. It needs to go through a certain pattern, yes? Say there is a kind of a barrier or obstruction, and then the light goes through this engraving, through this pattern, and then come through the other side in a certain as a quality. That's the nature of the light, yes? Say, goes through yellow or green glass, etc. Thus, it bestows further in the quality that it grabbed within what it's been through, within the letter. So it needs to go through the letter Mem and bestow upon Malchut about the general raw desire to receive, that is formless. And then that desire to receive needs to be corrected and reach the form of Keter, the form of the Creator. Does this pattern, the light goes through, a pattern called Mem, is right in order to invert Malchut to resemble Keter, the light to be like Keter. So as if her quality is correct, you are the king, you pass your bestowal through me, through the Mem, and the world receive the king, and due to that, it will be as a king. What's wrong with that? What isn't enough in this pattern in order to correct us to resemble the Creator? Please.
Commentary. Mem is Chesed de Zeranpin, who receives from his corresponding Bchina Chesed de Bina. As it is written, the Lord will command his grace in the daytime, which is a day that goes with all the days. And during the obtainment of Mochin for Zeranpin, his Chagat became Chabad. Chesed de Zeranpin rises and becomes Chochmah. Then the light of the face of the living king was revealed from Zeranpin. This was the argument of the Mem for creating the world with her. For in me you are called Melech, king. When the light of the king's face appears in the world, there will certainly not be a gripping for the outer ones any longer, and the end of correction will be guaranteed in the world. However, I will not create the world with you because the world needs a king. In other words, it is impossible to reveal this light in the world because the world needs this great light to clothe only in three letters, Mem, Lamed, Chaf, Melech. And it was said, return to your place, you, the Lamed, and the Chaf, for it is unbecoming of the world to be without a king. In other words, return and bond with the letters Lamed and Chaf, and then it will be possible for this great light to be revealed in the world, for it is unbecoming of the world to stand without a king. That is, the world cannot persist and exist without clothing in the order of the three letters, Mem, Lamed, Chaf, Melech. Explanation. The Mem of Melech, king, is the great Chesed. As it is written, the Lord will command his grace in the daytime. The day that goes with all the days, a wide open Mem. The Lamed of Melech is a tower that flies in the air, meaning Bina that becomes Chochmah in Rosh Arichanpin, expanding to Zeranpin. The Chaf of Melech is the Malchut, Nukva de Zeranpin, since there is no Melech without Malchut, which also means kingship. Moreover,
Chaf is Malchut, yeah, it's clear, it's the second, it's the last letter of the other tens, right, the ninth. So what is lacking is if everything is there. There's the quality of Binah, there's the quality of Binah that is sent to Chochmah, filled up with Chochmah. With respect to Malchut, in this word, in this pattern, there's everything.
Moreover, all the gadlut of those high mochin are revealed only through the Malchut and by her permission. And at that time, the Malchut is regarded as illuminating for Zeranpin in three places. One, she has become his throne, his kiseh, as in the king sitting on a high and towering throne. Since this quality is as it is written, he made darkness his hiding place. And the word kiseh, throne, comes from kisui, covering and concealment. This is why she is called a bent chaf. Two, she became his clothing. This is so because these great mochin appear only on Israel. Hence, the Malchut becomes a clothing of darkness. At the time when his kingship is revealed, he takes off the clothing of darkness and casts it at the idol-worshipping nations. And the light of his face spreads and appears over Israel. They said about that time, the Creator is destined to make a dance for the righteous, and each one will point with his finger and say, this is our God. This taking off of the clothing of darkness is the long and stretched out chaf. Three, Malchut becomes a crown over his head, as it is written, go forth, O daughters of Zion, and gaze on King Solomon with the crown with which his mother has crowned him on the day of his wedding. and on the day of his gladness of heart. This is the meaning of the Chaf being Keter.
Yes.
There's a question from Amit from Carniel who's asking, is there a special reason why these two need to be together, these letters? He's asking if there's a special reason why they combined these two letters together.
No, each letter that comes pinpoint a certain word where they want to show her action right there. And therefore, here too, Mem Melech Samach, supporting the Lord, all kind of each and every letter, as a matter of fact, Taf is the word Emet, truth, Rash, the letter Resh, etc. It's always like that, because never a quality in itself does not operate, rather it's need the opposite corresponding letter. Hence, a tiva, there has to be at least two letters. One letter cannot be a word, right? Because there has to be a corresponding force. Hence, the minimum of the plural is two. However, here, it is trying to put it in plain words, because indeed it is very complex, the matter of the Mem and Melech. Whereby as if there is a difference between the correcting force and the state it brings the object, it brings to the object that corrects. Mem is the force that corrects. Melech is king, is the malchut, the kingship of the force. Yes, it's not control. Melech is control, whereby the world cannot be without a king, meaning the correcting force, by true force, the desire to receive towards the correction, the desirable state. However, I can't say it. I'm lacking words. Here it's something happening. A few more questions, we'll scrutinize it later. Well, you'll be maybe in a different state. Yes.
It's as if a control that comes from above, not a control that expands from below.
It's also correct, yes.
But in what?
The control? It's a combination of the light of Chochmah and Chassadim coming from Rosh Hashanah and Hanpin. Hence, it is called Melech on the one hand. On the other hand, it is impossible for this control, this governance, to control the world, because the, how shall I put it, it blocks the creatures. They need the freedom. Although there is king and kingship, however, it has to be accepted below in joy, in acceptance, and in free choice to resemble the king. The king must be not a control. Well, help me saying it. King must be not a control, rather an echelon to what I need to come to. Is a value, Aaron said. Well, a control, yes, but an attractive control.
And that's what's strange here, because it's as if there's control, so it should be the same force. But here, it, practically, because the lower ones agree and receive from below, so then something completely different comes out, and that's what's strange.
That's the difference between the Melech, the king of Israel, to the king of the nations of the world.
This is imperceptible, as if ungraspable.
Because the king is an example. It is not a control, rather it controls through its sanctity by being so big and great and whole and corrected, and not by the mighty, the force of the arm, the force of his might is there, but it's totally different. Well, I can't expressing that. I'm lacking words, and well, you asked nicely, and already we got a few words. So, next lesson.
We're going to the next part of the lesson.